The topic is trust. The sign is trust. The first time here tonight, is anyone here for the first time to see me tonight? Please raise your hand. Okay. I'm going to introduce myself then. My name is Michael P. Period. Ruff. I'm a psychologist from Pennsylvania, and the topic that I've been working this summer with is Outward Bound program in Pittsburgh.
In Maine.
You might see some of my gray hair in my beard and in my hair, because I'm 38 years old. How many of you have heard me from this first seminar that was here? How many of you heard me?
I heard other people talk.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. So you heard me? Okay.
They give you a hard time.
I'm interpreting for people voicing out here, so thank you. Okay, so I'm 38 years old. I said that anyway. It was a little bit of a trick. I was a little bit of a fool today. I played basketball this afternoon at 4 o'clock with a man who's about 11 years younger than myself. Anyway, so I'm not going to move so much tonight. And the interpreter is happy because that means I'm not going to move so close to her. If there's some miscommunication in this place, we're just going to have to bear with it. So why did I pick the topic of trust? Really. There. The topic brings up this question, and I look at this question and I think, this is kind of boring. It's kind of a dry topic, you know. All of you know what trust means. So why is it important to discuss this? I'm not talking about trust in the church. No, I'm talking about trust between the pastor and the people in his or her church. It's important that we say his or her, yes. On Monday, we were talking about my credentials to talk about fear. And some of you probably heard the story about me standing on the log and my legs shaking. Well, my credential to discuss trust, I'm not a scholar like you are, Joseph Bershaney. Are you a scholar?
I wouldn't call myself that.
Okay. I like to get to know people in the audience, so you might be careful. Maybe I'm going to ask you a question. But anyway, I'm not a scholar. And the reason I work with deaf children goes back a ways, maybe 15 or 17 years of age. They have trials themselves, and it's important. They need to trust children. They need to trust their counselor, or I can't work with them. They wouldn't feel comfortable, or I wouldn't feel comfortable. Also, it's really important to have that relationship. How many of you who've come tonight want to know more about trust and relationships? How many of you here are curious about or thinking about trust in relationships? Okay. You have to give me some time here to warm up, so. Maybe I'm missing something up here in my mind. I was looking at the paper that Holden Village gave me. And they were explaining that they don't want me to stand here and just preach and preach like I'm smarter than you are and preach down to you. Many years I've worked with children and about the issue of trust. And yes, I could tell you the musts and the needs about that issue. And that you couldn't answer, ask me questions because I know a whole lot more. And you could not challenge me or ask me questions. Are you going to ask me questions? She's afraid! No. Anyway, I was saying, you know, either I would have to present, give a presentation and have a discussion for 30 minutes each, or more of a quick 15-minute presentation, a 15-minute discussion, another 15-minute presentation, followed by another discussion. And I have to be honest with you all, I don't know what I'm going to do. We've already consumed 10 minutes. And in 10 minutes from now, you need to go for a coffee break, maybe. I don't know. Well, I was thinking that, you know, I needed to know the audience. So what I'm going to do here, I don't want people to be afraid of me, so I think maybe what I'm going to do is ask for volunteers. Tell me what the word trust means to you. Okay? So you can go to a friend at Holden Village, and they'd be really happy because we had a lot of participation in this workshop. And also, okay, who would like to go first? You want to talk about it?
I think it's one person's willingness to depend on another.
Okay. Anyone else? You want to talk or not?
I was thinking of feeling safe.
Okay.
I was thinking more on willingness to open up and trust another person in a relationship. To get them to know me.
Well, I think of it more as dispelling fear.
Okay, so that there would be less fear, you mean? To lessen fear?
To breathe in, to open the channel so that you dispel fear and then there's just light. There is the trust. No blocks.
Good. Okay.
That you could feel free to travel to another person, intimate things about yourself, without fear that it would be turned against you.
All right.
I agree with everything I've heard.
Yeah.
I think it's belief in oneself and belief in others together.
Could you explain a little bit more?
To believe myself and to believe what the other person is and is saying. In other words, I'm saying that the trust is a relationship in which there is belief in each other.
So what I hear you saying is that people are basically good. Their human nature is basically good. And the man is, Irishman. Okay, a good old Irishman. I'm a good old Irishman, excuse me, not nature at all. I'm a good old Irishman, and they come together, and they're discussing each other, how they're feeling about things, and they're feeling the same thing about their mother country, Ireland. Is that kind of what you're talking about? Because, say I come together and I marry an Irish person and we're from the same country, and it should be one country, not two. Marriage is like that, would you say?
Maybe more to say that I can be honest with myself, and I trust that you will be honest with me.
Okay, that's fine. You.
A willingness to risk being hurt.
Okay, could you say just a little bit more, the risk of being hurt? Pretend that you are talking to me, and you know that you can share with me, and I hurt you. Do you trust me? Do you trust what I'm going to do? No, wait a minute. Okay, you're sharing about your hurt, and you're willing to share that. And you trust that I'm going to do something for you?
No. Trusting, I'm willing to let you know who I am, and I'm willing to risk that you may not affirm me or support me or accept me. But I take a risk to be hurt.
Okay, Now that's much more clear. Thank you.
This goes really basic. I went to on a challenge course one time, and I free-falled backwards and was caught by people that were much smaller than me, and I had to trust these young kids to catch this 215-pound person. That's trust.
You people have no idea what I have planned for you in the second half of this meeting.
Upward bound.
When you said you did the fall, are you talking about this? The backward falling?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I promise you, we won't be doing that. You know who he's... That person is becoming a little bit wise. What is your name?
Judy.
Judy, where are you from?
Portland.
Nice to meet you. I want to digress a little bit to carry on about what you're saying. What's your name?
Keith.
Good name. Anyway, you know the program of the challenge program, Outward Bound, uses physical activities. And they're very, very basic. And these try to develop the human physical trust and teamwork. They have small groups and they help each other, they support each other, they trust each other. And that's from that basis that later, after a week or so, they develop that emotional trust. Okay. Any more feedback about trust? You in the back.
I once heard an Irishman on the radio who said, trust is like a bucket that carries the differences between us. And to me, that suggests that if there's somebody I trust, then we can live with each other and not have to believe the same things in order to be comfortable with each other.
Nice.
Learning to agree to disagree, that's involved in trust.
Whoa. High level trust. Mm-hmm. To be able to think about something you know, something that's difficult for people, and to share that, share your opinions about something. Looking in the newspaper now, oh, how to express an opinion about something. How many people here support the war over in the Persian Gulf? How many people here support the war? How many? Raise your hand. Okay. How many people are opposed to the war? How many? Raise your hand. Okay. When I was growing up, John F. Kennedy. Yeah. He was a great giant. I don't mean grown.
LBJ.
LBJ. What?
New Frontier. What was his name?
Well, I can't remember his name. JFK. The addict. JFK? No.
No, what was his political question?
What was his political? No. LBJ. You all familiar with LBJ. He was a giant. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine. Let's just drop it. We'll get back to that later. Can you whisper in my ear when I'm doing that? Oh, you missed it too. Okay. So I was growing up in Detroit. And I have to admit to you, I had religion. And there was discrimination. And there was war. And it was really sad. It really saddened me, all of these conflicts, these global conflicts. And here we are in America, and it didn't seem like there was enough trust. And there was not enough trust for people to be able to voice their opinion about the war, about peace. And I stayed quiet. And why was I quiet? Because it was very, very hostile. Very, very hostile. To use my voice, I would have been received by a very, very hostile people, society. And so like in this session, I feel like we are able to express our opinions, and I feel the comfort that we kind of know each other, and that we have, in most cases, and that we have sensitivity. Is there anything more about trust that you would like to share?
I think that people, you were saying before about an Irishman trusting an Irishman, I think that people who are similar tend to trust each other more. I was listening to a radio story the other day talking about how different cultures use eye contact, and that in some cultures the speaker keeps eye contact and the listener looks away and vice versa, and put those cultures together in communication and it breaks down. So even things like that can destroy or hurt trust.
Okay, I want to tell you a story and then we'll get to the person in the back here. It's not really related to trust, but it's related to culture. And here's an example. I'm deaf. And I go to and travel. I can't see this light. It's just really bothering me. Excuse me. Okay. You're traveling and you go. I drive for very far away. Mm-hmm.
Drove 4 hours.
Be very specific here. Interpreter error. So I was driving for 4 hours, and I arrived at my destination, and I was to evaluate a deaf boy for court purposes. And somebody wanted that boy to stay in a hearing program, and another person wanted that person in a deaf program. And the parents were deaf. Okay? The mother and father were deaf. Okay. So anyway, I had never met the parents, never. And I had never seen the boy before. So at any rate, I arrived, and I'm walking in. And I noticed two deaf people. I see the deaf mother. And how do I know that? They're signing. And the mother was dressed like, you know, like what mothers dress like. So. And the other two had had ties on and suits and a nice skirt and perfume, and you could smell that perfume a mile away. Fragrant. So anyway, as I was approaching, I was walking up, and the eyes, here's the eye contact between the mother and myself, and we just started exploding into conversation into sign language. And she wanted to have me sign a letter giving permission to send the child for evaluation. And we had this conversation, and we understand we had no voice conversation here. And there were people behind me who knew some sign language, but they didn't know American Sign Language, ASL. And so, well, they were kind of shy to talk about what was going on here in the conversation. And so later on, we talked together. At any rate, we had the evaluation that lasted all day, and I drove home for 4 hours, and I arrived home. Why don't you sit down in a chair? I should have a budget. You must sit down in a chair. So I arrived home after 4 hours. So 2 or 3 days later,
the hearing,
the boss, official,
hearing
official,
officer,
got it, third try. Excuse me, interpreter error. The officer called me, and he was a little bit, well, not really upset, but, you know, he was kind of checking things out, and he saw that the people from the school who were there were a little bit irritated at the mom and thought that the two of us were friends, that I had been, had there was some bias involved in the evaluation of the boy. And so I explained to the court that I was neutral. And I said, I was really shocked. And they really insulted me by saying that. And the officer, I had explained, well, I was a little bit, well, I don't know the words. My response was very quick. You know, I was in sign language. I had explained exactly what I had to do. It was my job, I was a psychologist, and I was explaining exactly what I do, and it's deaf culture to have eye contact. And they just did not trust me. And it's the same thing as I was, it's really, help me here. It's the same thing as with a lawyer. Are any of you a lawyer? Are you a lawyer back there? No? Are you a lawyer? Are you? Any of you a lawyer? No lawyers here? Any doctors here? Medical doctors? No one's a medical doctor. Okay. So anyway, we had to develop any land developer. Right. Any land developer here? Nobody earns money here?
Are there any preachers here?
Thank you. How many preachers do we have here? There's one, two, yeah, two preachers. No, yeah, okay. Three. I bet you are. Okay. Are you a Lutheran preacher?
No. Wrong side.
This means yes. Sign this means yes.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Play. Pay attention, please. Oh, that's not gonna work. I'm wondering if that guy wants to talk after with me after this session. You didn't think that was funny? Maybe he wants to talk with me after this session. Get over here. I can't do it from my head. I would like to touch on a basic definition. All of you have given me some feedback here, and it's all right. All of it's exactly true. It's all involved with trust. In the American Cambridge Dictionary, trust happens to be a noun. firm dependence.
Integrity.
The ability and character of the person. So in psychology, that one, you lost me.
Eric Erickson.
A psychologist, Eric Erickson. How many of you are aware of that man? Okay. Anyway, he has developmental stages of growth, you know, of the personality.
I don't want to get into all those developmental stages, but just the first one, basic level
stage. Basic stage of development of trust is what I want to focus on here. So the basic stage of development is trust. And so if you don't develop trust, you're not going to get on to the other stages. Okay. I'm going to do something a little bit different. Come on in. It's fine. It's fine. You're not interrupting. You can sit right there. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do a little improvisation because it's almost 7:15 and we don't have enough material. We're not going to cover all of the material here. And I don't know what time do we stop. What time do we stop? 7:45? Okay, so that means we have 30 minutes. So we're not going to cover all of the material. And if you want to start arguing with me, that would be all right. You could try to play devil's advocate if you wanted. That would be all right. Especially the guy with the shorts over there. Anyway. Old sign before is poem. And that's a terrible sign, and I'm going to throw it out. A beautiful sign that somebody showed me by a deaf man. Thank you. And he's famous for his sign language. Anyway, his sign of poem he changed to, this poem. Isn't that beautiful? It comes from the heart and floats out. Poem. Poem. It's hot, yeah.
No, I was crying.
You were crying?
It's
you were crying because of the beautiful sign poem?
Yes.
Poetry? Whoa. You think I should go try tell Marta that?
To market that sign.
No, to market it. Yeah, to market that sign. Maybe I should make some money off of that. Ooh. I could sign that. Hey. Anyway. Poetry. I don't know what I'm going to say, so this is going to be improvisation about trust. Is everyone? Is the title.
Trust is everywhere.
Trust is everywhere. Thank you. Why don't you take over for a minute?
It might flop, or maybe it won't flop, but I'm going to trust you, your judgment of me, on my effort and my performance. Thank you very much, Bill. You're doing a nice job tonight.
Good.
I'm a man, married, a wonderful, beautiful wife. In the morning when I wake up and I see my wife lying beside me, I'm a man also who is a father. I have two children, 11 months old and 3 years old.
He knows that I will come to it and pick it up and rock it in my arms and nurture it. That baby knows that I'm always here.
Time out.
Am I doing okay?
In the morning, in the evening, I'm here, I'm always here. Whatever pain you have, you can tell me. I'm always here. If you're crying, here's my shoulder. I am always here. If you need someone to go with you to the doctor because of a concern, a worry, I am here. I'll go with you. Trust. Grows. Trust grows. Trust grows. It acts. Do. It's sensitivity. It's taking it in. When I see pain, I feel pain. I cry. Holden Village. I see children smiling, laughing, having a good time. Wonderful parents. I think they feel free. They trust. It's here. It's always here. Holden Village.
Okay.
Okay.
I think that with hearing people here, to see the deaf poetry is good because it makes things more visual and not word for word as we would find in like a recital or something like that.
That's right. It's kind of a reversal of time. The trust. That's why I did things three times in a row.
It's visual. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Response, receiving that over and over again.
Visual rhyme.
Yeah. In the repetition. Oh, I see. Got it. Okay. It's 7:35. 25. Excuse me. What I would like to do is maybe ask the audience for a volunteer to stand up here and maybe do a physical trust act. Okay? We're going to do it in the middle of the floor. And we're going to try with maybe 11 people. Okay? And then we'll see how it goes. And then we'll try it again with some other people, so that all of you might have a chance at trying. It might be some fun. I would really like that man who wants to challenge me to think about it. You know, he did the fall backward. And it's a really good experience. So he knows what it's going to be feeling like. So we might be winking at each other. That trust, you know. I'm sorry, I can't really wink out of both eyes. I just wink all. I'll just wink how I can here. Let's clear out the microphone here. So do I have 10 people who volunteer? Let me first explain what we're going to do. The trust fall. Okay. It's a little bit hard. Where we have one person here. Okay. Let me do this. And I'm here. So I tell that person, fall. I will catch you. Okay? Whoa. Some people I've seen. Okay, or some people do it like this. I can't. Anyway, I think what we'll do is have five people in a line on this side and five people across the floor facing them on this side with your hands out like this. So the one person standing here will fall back. And then the 10 people here will share. We'll take turns sharing the experience. And then you can talk about your feelings, how you felt during the time of the fall. Does that sound all right with all of you? You man in the blue shorts, does that sound feel all right with you? Okay. How about you? Yeah? So?
Okay. Just holding his mental insurance.
Trust. Trust. It's heavy. You know, this is my responsibility to make sure. I mean, five people on each side. Pay attention! Pay attention! Don't think about what happened and what's going to happen tomorrow morning, how you have to pack to get out of here. Uh-uh. Think now what's happening in this activity. You understand? I'm not going to force anyone to do this, so. Okay, we have one volunteer. How about some more? Come on. One, two, wait, whoa. Okay, you come on up. Thank you. Oh, if you're going to chapel, would you take this in there? No one on the pew. I need
two more
people. Come on up. Good. Okay, we had five. Okay. Oh, let's move that. For the people in the tape ministry, we are now going to do a physical activity that will not require any audio.
You don't want to hear the
Okay.
We're just going to slow down a little bit lower, okay?
You could hit the top of him. But I'm nervous, man. About me. I'm not sure.
That's why you're
nervous. You okay? Okay, good. You okay? Okay. I'm actually crazy about this. I tell you what, I'm trying. Yeah, everybody up. I'm trying. Okay, what you say, ladies, you bring it back to me. Yeah. I'm going to do this first. This is kind of like climbing, you know what I mean? Okay, I'm going to do this. Out a little bit. That's it. So I can get my arms underneath there. Okay? Hold up. Are you ready? Okay. Come on down the beat. Alright.
Some people may not feel comfortable, so
pay attention to that, because we'll be talking about that, right? So I'm going to go like this, and I'm going to close my eyes. Okay. And what you want to do is develop a sense of trust. I do this with children. You know what children do?
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't want that. We want to develop trust. That I know that I'm in a circle, and I'm going to feel comfortable. I'm going to be safe, because people here care about me, and I trust them. So otherwise, I wouldn't be in this circle. You trust me?
I do.
I trust you? Mm-hmm. Okay. Actually, I'm going to do this. You want to do it?
Okay.
I don't make a point.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Come over here. I need to do that.
Everybody needs to get their hands up, and you're going to
What you want to do is that you want to have your hands up. Okay. Now, see this? It has to be like this.
Turn 5 minutes.
Okay.